Good morning, we're Team Chayotim, Klal Mem Zayin, and we're starting Simen Tes Vav. So the Chayotim is going to deal now with the halachas of benching Shabbos and Yom Tov during benching, and that's going to continue on for a few simonim. So he says, Sarek lahazker me'ein ha'ma'ara b'bainei Yerushalayim. So Chazar Masakin, that during the third bracha, we need to mention something in regards to the occurrence which is happening at that point in time. So that's referring to Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's relevant to Chol HaMoed. It's relevant to Rosh Chodesh as well. Then we say that in the third bracha. The Hanu B'Shabbos would say, B'Yom Tov B'Chol HaMoed B'Rosh Chodesh Yalav Yavoy. That's referring to the insertion of Ritzei and Yalav Yavoy. Mishnah Berurah says, why did Chazal choose the third bracha to put it in, as opposed to, let's say, the second bracha? Because the nusach that Chazal chose for this purpose has the element of bakasha in it. Hashem should have the rotzen, and he should strengthen us on Shabbos. The tefillah should be in Yalav Yavah. The tefillah should go up to Kadosh Baruch Hu be in his Kabbal. So it's presented by Chazal as an element of bakasha. If you look at the language of the third bracha is a bracha of bakasha. Rachem Hashem Elokein Al Yisrael Amecha, Vayushalem Yerecha, Hashem should have mercy on us, etc. The second bracha is not a bracha of bakasha, it's a bracha of hoidoa, of just saying thank you to Hashem. So the appropriate place to put a insertion of bakasha is in the third bracha, which is also bakasha, rather than the second bracha, which is Haidah. And therefore, if a person would insert Ritzei or Yalav Yavah in the second bracha, let's say at the same place that we put in Alanisim, a person would not be Yotze. It has to be done specifically in the third bracha, vice versa. So Alanisim, which is introduced because it's presented as an element of Haidah, not a bakasha, so it belongs in the second bracha, which is the bracha of Haidah, similar to what we do in Shemoneh Esrei, that we put Alanisim in Moedim, and we put Yalav Yavoy in Ritzei. So Ritzei is the bakasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu should accept the void of Klal Yisrael, and in that context, we ask that the Russian should be Mekabler Tfilas, that belongs in the bracha of Ritzei. And the Alanisim for Chanukah and Purim are put in the bracha of Moedim, which is the bracha of Haidah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to thank to Kadosh Baruch Hu for that which He does for us. So that's the placement. Now, why Chazal said this halacha that you have to be maskeh meina ma'ara on Shabbos and Yom Tov? We'll see later on that it's tied to the halachas of Suda. So any Yom Tov, where there is a requirement of a Suda, that a Suda is Ma'akev, you have to have the Suda, so then this mentioning is required, and it's Ma'akev. Any time where the Suda is not Ma'akev, for instance, Rosh Chodesh, so then the mentioning is not Ma'akev either. So Chazal clearly tied it to the concept of Suda. So since these days are days of special days for Klal Yisrael and our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we celebrate that through, one of the ways we celebrate that is through Achila. So therefore, in the benching for Achila, we're going to mention something about these days. Okay. In Zimun Tezayin, he says, Tov lehizkor shel Shabbos, v'kvar sayim b'nei Yerushalayim. If a person forgot to mention Shabbos, or if he's not sure if he mentioned Shabbos, he's already finished the third bracha of b'nei Yerushalayim, B'nei Barachim of Yerushalayim, and he says he realizes that he has not said Ritzei. He has not started the fourth bracha yet. He's finished the three brachas of the Raisa. So the halacha is Omer that he could introduce a bracha here, a fourth bracha, as it were, of benching. Besides the Toiv HaMeitiv, which would then be the fifth bracha. So you can add in a bracha at this point in time to mention Shabbos. What does he say? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan Shabbosos Limnucha Lamo Yisrael Beyahava Lois Ulebris. Baruch atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Okay, so Chazal introduced a bracha that you could say in lieu of saying Ritzei, the fact that you did not say Ritzei, before you go on to the next bracha, you're able to add this. Now, as we're going to see, this once he starts the fourth bracha, and he's already in the fourth bracha, it's too late to do this, and then he has to go back to the beginning of benching. If a person does not know how to say this nusach, and he cannot find a sefer which provides this nusach, so he would also go back to the beginning of benching and introduce Ritzei. He must say Ritzei. This is true by the first two siddurs of Shabbos. And this is a solution which would allow him not to go back as long as he has not said the next bracha. But if he does not know this nusach, then he has to go back to the basic halacha, he has to go back to the beginning of benching. If he knows the basic nusach of it, so he can say it. So he knows Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenasan Shabbosos Limnucha Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. So he would be yotze with saying that as well. So he knows the basic nusach, even though he doesn't get all the details. Lama Yisrael Ba'ava Lo Yisrael Lebris. He doesn't get all of that. The basic nusach he gets, so he can say that as well, and that would be sufficient. Okay, now the Chayyim deals with the halacha, which we discussed before, about saying that if he realizes after he said Baruch Atah Hashem, but we will leave that for the next recording. Meanwhile, have a good day.